I had talked to several people over in Cock County, and a man from Bat Harbor, an area outside of Newport called Bat Harbor, where he was from.
I don't know where Bat Harbor's at.
Another man from Cosby, who was the basketball coach there for years. They call him Sassafras. He writes for the paper.
Cock County News.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. And then a woman. You know where the Rankin community is?
Yes, I know where the Rankin community is.
Uh-huh. Talk to the lady from there too. What was your father's occupation?
He was a farmer and a merchant.
What kind of merchant?
He had the largest country store there was in Sevier County, and handled everything that you have to go up here to Sevierville now to go to about every store in town to get. You'd have to go to a hardware store to get the hardware, and you'd have to go to. Well, he just handled general everything you'd need on a farm,
uh-huh.
And such as hardware of any kind, and mowing machines, hay rakes, plows, and then when he got in the all kinds of handle shoes, and suits, and women's clothing, and hats, and cloth like you used to have in bolts, the whole. Well, I mean, it was a general merchandise store, everything. And he'd buy eggs, turkeys, geese, chickens, anything that a man on the farm had to sell.
Mm-hmm.
Back at that day and time, when he started out, or I can recollect back when most people didn't have much money, they had to buy with their chickens and eggs.
Uh-huh.
And sell some corn or wheat in the fall of the year and finish paying up. Generally, they'd trade the whole year, except what their chickens and eggs paid for. They'd have to wait till they sold their corn or wheat or maybe a hog or two or a calf or two in the fall to finish paying up the grocery and store bills.
What about your parents' formal education?
Well, they just had a free school education, what you'd call eighth grade education.
And your mother was a housewife?
Yes.
Okay.
There's 14 of us children.
Is that right?
Yes.
Is that right? You had 13 brothers and sisters?
Yes, sir.
Right.
Seven and seven.
Is that right? That's a big family. You must have had a big house.
Well, did have a pretty good sized house, yes.
Where were your mother's people from?
Well, they was raised right there in the Allen. My grandmother was raised in the Allensville community, about 4 miles from the Allensville community. And my grandfather was raised, Birchfield was raised in the edge of Jefferson County.
Uh-huh. How do you spell that, Birchfield?
B-U-R-C-H-I-E-L-D.
The man who is editing the greatest dictionary in the English language, name is Birchfield. He's the editor of it, yeah. He's an Englishman. I think he's an Australian, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
I immigrated from England. So how many generations, do you know how many generations back your mother's people were in this part of the country?
No, I don't.